This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Jutta Sanasardhahe, page 123. O my giver, we are the sinners. Do not look through our papers. The boat is adrift. Take it across. Come, beloved, listen to the request. Listen to the request. True is your love. We have only your support. We are the dirty ones. Clean us, clean us. The soul has to do your darshan, but she is embarrassed. O giver, you forgive. You are the forgiver. You are the forgiver. This is the call of Ajab. The heartstring is resounding. The world is false. Life is destitute. Come, Kirpalji. We wait for you. We wait for you. Jutta Sanasardhahe, page 123.
Jutta Sanasardhahe, Jindagi La Chardhahe, Ao Kirpalji, Teri Intizardhahe, Teri Intizardhahe. Jutta sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai, aao kirpal ji, teri intizar hai, teri intizar hai. Mere data ji, Gunagara asi sade kagazana folve, kagazana folve. Mere dataji, Gunagara asi sade kagazana folve, Kagazana folve, Pedi manjadare, Karadeo pare, Ao kirpalji, Teri intizar hai, Teri intizar hai. To see Baka Shindo, to see Baksho Dataji, to see Baka Shindo, to see Baka Shindo. Ajab di pukare, kadak rahi tare, ao kirpal ji, teri intizar hai, teri intizar hai, jhoota sansar hai, Jindagi lachar hai, aao kirpal ji, teri intizar hai, teri intizar hai.
The world is false, life is destitute. Come, Kirpalji, we wait for you, we wait for you. And a couple of announcements. Next Saturday, May 20th, there will be a Seva morning at the ashram, and we welcome you to participate as there is something for everyone. We'll continue spring tasks, and we will begin to prepare for the July retreat. We need your help to move other trees that have fallen across the walking trail. We need to dig a trench, cut saplings back, work in the flower gardens, clean the hall screens and windows. And we would also like to remove some invasive vines. And at Master's house, some door frames need scraping and prepping for paint. And there is some painting that needs to be done. So there's a lot. If you plan to participate, please let us know so we can prepare for refreshments. You can leave a message on the Big House answering machine or send us an email. And we will begin at 9 a.m. And in the event of bad weather, we will contact those who signed up. And there will be a message on the office answering machine by 7 p.m. on Friday, May 19th, regarding the cancellation and a rain date. And we will have our July meditation retreat celebrating Sanchi's life, beginning on Tuesday, July 4th, through Saturday, July 8th. Whether you live locally or afar, please use the sign-up links provided in the email that was sent out on April 11th. Or for assistance, send an email to santbunnyashram.retreats@gmail.com. That is santbunnyashram, type it as one complete word, santbunnyashram.retreats@gmail.com. Guests wishing to attend and needing overnight accommodation are asked to please let the ashram know as soon as possible. And locals can help us plan for meals by signing up as soon as possible. For those who have registered to attend, thank you. And please remember to update your registration with flight information so that we can arrange drivers for pickups and drop-offs. Now, our first reading, we will continue in Russell's new book, Stumbling Toward God, The Years with a Jab. We'll pick up with Russell's commentary. We finished with reading a satsang that Sanchi gave. So Russell says, the Satguru, by definition, is one who has transcended the ego and become one with the name or word of God. Whether he has become one with the word or the word has become one with him is a matter of perspective. This is the whole point of Guru Bhakti, or devotion to the Master. When we love that form of God, which has come down into the suffering world along with us, we are also loving God in all of his manifestations and essence. The Gospel of John and Bhagavad Gita are the two definitive and eloquent statements on this behalf. The Master gave another powerful talk on May 14th on a hymn of Kabir, which included this story. So Sanchi says, Hazur used to tell a story about two men who were doing meditation. Once Narada, who is often called the mind of God, was passing by, and both of them asked Narada, you are going to go see God every day. Please take our question to God and bring the answer. How long will it take us to meet him? So Narada went there, and God welcomed him. Tell me some news about the physical world. And then Narada said, what to say about the physical world? Two people are meditating on your name, and they're working very hard. But they're very curious to know how long it will take them to meet you. God told him that the meditator who had first asked him this question would have to meditate for 6 more years, and then he would meet him. And the other meditator should count the leaves of the peepal tree under which he was sitting. He had to meditate for that many years, after which he would be able to see God. So when Narada came back to the physical world, he went very happily to the first man. And he thought, I have got the message from God. So, hearing that, he will be very pleased with me and he will respect me. But that man did not have any respect for Narada, and he asked him very harshly, "Yes, what's the reply to my question?" So Narada said, "God has told me to convey to you that you have to meditate for 6 more years, and after that, you can see him." Well, hearing that, that meditator became very displeased with Narada and wanted to give him a beating. And he said, "I've been meditating for 6 years, and he wants me to meditate 6 more? He was very displeased with Narada and God, and he tried to give him a beating, but Narada ran away. So after that, he was very afraid to convey the message to the other one. He thought that he would kill him, because the message was worse than the first one. But still, he had to do his work, so he went there to the other meditator, and that man was very humble. He didn't inquire about his question, but he started doing service to him. He gave him a good seat to sit on, and he served him tea, and he made everything for him. But Narada was still afraid that when he told him his message, he would also chase him. So after drinking tea, he finally had to give the message. He prepared himself to run if the man began to beat him. And at the same time, he said, "God has told you to count the leaves of the peepal tree under which you're sitting, and you have to meditate for that many years." So hearing that, instead of becoming displeased, that meditator became very happy, and he started dancing in that joy. And he said, "Blessed are you. Thank you very much that you have brought me this reply from my God. At last he has promised me that he will meet me. No matter how many years it takes, now I'm sure that I will reach him." And he started thanking God and thanking Narada and dancing with joy. So in that happiness and that thankfulness, he was intoxicated so much that his inner vision was opened and he realized God at that time. So in Santmat, there is no fixed time. It depends on our love, our devotion, and our effort. And we begin a new section entitled Illness. So Russell says, "Two initiations were held during the month of May, with a total of 65 persons initiated into Shabda Yoga. Many memorable satsangs took place, both in the morning after meditation and in the evening. Many were published in the Santbani magazine, and some were in Streams in the Desert. One session that was not, unfortunately, published is the address that Sanchi gave to the Oriental Philosophy class of Plymouth State University. This excellent short talk on the basic principles of spirituality was followed by a series of questions and answers in which the practical, God-intoxicated mystic from the Rajasthan desert came face to face with the currently fashionable intellectual understanding of these ideas. It was very sweet and very interesting. Sadly, the only tape recorder available refused to work. So it lived on only in the minds of those who were present. Professor David Haight, who taught the class and invited Sanchi to speak, was an initiate of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and he treated the master with great courtesy and respect. On Wednesday, May 11th, 1977, which was the anniversary of my own initiation 19 years earlier. The master visited the Sant Bani Ashram school. This was a happy, happy day. Kent Bicknell has given a complete account of this visit in his recent book on the early history of the school, which was founded in 1973 by Kirpal Singh Ji Maharaj. And I will only add that I was teaching geography to the eighth grade when the master walked into the room, which became filled with light. Oh, how the kids loved him. Many of the high schoolers took initiation, but all of them, whatever their age, responded to him spontaneously and joyfully. Baba Sawan Singh says somewhere that since it is so important to love the master, in addition to all his other qualities, he has to be lovable. The Sant Bani kids certainly attested to that. And then, about 2.5 weeks after his arrival, he became seriously ill with a recurrence of the malaria that he had first picked up in Delhi the last summer. That was the sickness that prevented Sanji from coming on tour in 76, when the arrangements had been made for him to come, but he couldn't. So the first appearance of the new recurrence was on a Sunday, shortly before the satsang was to be held. I arrived at his house to discover him in the throes of a high fever. I was frightened and suggested that he might wish to rest and not hold satsang that day, but he insisted on holding the satsang, but he agreed to make it short. He then proceeded to hold satsang with great power for 1.75 hours, a quarter of an hour longer than usual. And watching him on the dais, it was impossible to believe that he was, or ever could be, sick. Then he left the dais, walked into his house, and collapsed. With a day's rest, he seemed to quickly improve, and none of us realized at this point that it was malaria. On Tuesday morning, he conducted a group meditation, and both the meditation and the darshan after it were one of the most beautiful ever, and I thanked God we had it back after one day's absence. Little did I realize that it was to be the last one until the end of the stay in California. But by 10 o'clock, he was running a fever of 106 degrees, which is frighteningly close to the maximum that a human body can endure without permanent damage or death. And he was very, very sick. I was given the opportunity of catching a glimpse of him in this condition. He was tossing back and forth on the bed in great, violent surges, and it was more than I could bear. I ran back to my house, and I gave way to complete despair. I felt that we had dragged him over here against his will, that somehow we had given him his illness. It was still not diagnosed as a recurrence of a malaria already in his system, and that our failures and weaknesses and hideous shortcomings had brought it on, and a thought that was so horrible it was almost unthinkable, that he would now be forced to cancel the tour and go back to India. It also seemed very clear to me that he was sorry he had come. After 45 minutes of this kind of thinking, accompanied by bitter tears, I felt compelled to go down to his house again. He immediately called me into his bedroom. He was still tossing on the bed in great agony, still frighteningly sick. But as I stood watching him, he proceeded to answer every single one of the terrible doubts and questions that had tormented me up at my house. He told me that he was glad he had come, that the tour would proceed on schedule, that we had done nothing to cause his illness, and that I should not worry or despair about anything. You understand that I had not voiced outwardly any of these things. And he concluded by saying that I should not confuse him with his body. My body is suffering. I am not suffering. And then he said, "You see, I'm smiling." And in truth, he was. The most radiant, peaceful smile came over his face, making the distinction between himself and his body, which was still tossing back and forth and obviously racked with pain, crystal clear. And I left with the realization that he had spent 15 minutes at the height of his illness comforting me and removing all my despair. It so happened that Dr. Richard Cardozo, the president of the medical staff of the Mary Hitchcock Hospital in Hanover, New Hampshire, and a distinguished heart surgeon, is a devoted satsangi. He had already had Sanchi's darshan several times, and when he came to know of his illness, he came right over. He noted the possibility of malaria, but doubted it. He said that if it recurred in 2 days' time, the chances of malaria were much higher, and testing should be done at that time. 2 days later, on Thursday morning, and in the interim, there was some relief, but after two bouts of the high fever, Sanchi's body was by now very weak. Then right on schedule, the fever came back. It was 2 hours or more before I could get through to Dr. Cardozo. And when I did, he told me that by the time I could get the master there, it would be too late for testing. The tests had to be done as close to the onset of the fever as possible. So we should plan to bring him in on Saturday morning. I went down to the house to communicate this to the master, and I ran headlong into a stone wall. He refused to see me. And through Papu, he communicated very clearly that he wanted to go to the hospital now. I was bewildered and upset. I couldn't understand it at all. The doctor had explained that it wouldn't do any good to go now. The test would not be conclusive. Why couldn't I convey this? But I couldn't. He literally would not let me into his room, and all my pleas and reasonable suggestions had to be given to Papu, who was more inclined to listen to the master than to me. In my confusion and unhappiness, I forgot all I had ever learned about the omniscience of the master and about the continuity of the growth process. It never occurred to me once to recognize that there was another level on which I might not know anything. All that I saw was that the master was being unreasonable, and I couldn't understand it. Resentfully, I went back to the telephone, and I called Dr. Cardozo, and with some embarrassment, I told him that the master insisted on coming to the hospital now. Could that be arranged? He said that it could, and that both the malaria specialist and the head of the laboratory, who were worldwide leaders in their fields, as this hospital is associated with the Dartmouth Medical School and is exceptionally fine, that they were very interested in meeting Sanchi, and both would be happy to stay after hours and take care of him personally. I still didn't understand, but I drove him to the hospital, about 50 miles away, and the tests were taken. Both specialists were indeed waiting to see him, and they treated him very respectfully and with great consideration. Because it was after hours, as opposed to the following Saturday morning, when I had wanted him to go, we had the hospital to ourselves, and the whole visit took place in relative privacy. Moreover, within 20 minutes of the tests, the results were back. He did indeed have malaria. Even though the tests were late, they still worked, perhaps because the men taking them were the best in the business. And the malaria specialist prescribed exactly the right medication, which cleared the intense illness and fever up right away. He warned that it might have a side effect of making the master weak, especially in the mornings. And it did have this effect, and his body remained weak in the mornings for several weeks. But his suffering was over. On the way back to the ashram in the car, I understood what a tremendous advantage it was, both for the master and for the Sangat, who had been suffering all week in the pain of separation, to have the thing cleared up here and now instead of waiting another 2 days. I understood that the master had known very well from the beginning that the tests would work on that day. I understood that he was concerned about wasting the precious time of the disciples. I understood further that I had been very wrong and had forgotten everything that I had ever known about anything. I told him all this, and he simply replied, "That was not right, Russell G., to wait another 2 more days." So, 2 days later, on the day that, if I had had my way, he would, after another period of sickness, have been tested at the hospital, he took his first walk around the ashram since the illness began. And he gave darshan to the satsangis, to their great joy. And that night, Saturday night, he came and sat on the dais for half an hour while the Sangat sang bhajans. This was his first time on the dais since the illness began. And the following day, Sunday, he held satsang, again with great power, for the full time. And on Monday morning, he gave initiation to 34 persons, the second initiation of the stay. From then on, the full schedule was resumed, except for the mornings, due to the bodily weakness caused by the side effect of the medicine. But the final week of satsangs was especially relevant, and it was very difficult for the New Hampshire satsangis and all those who had been staying at the ashram to say goodbye to him when the time came to leave. So difficult that many did not say goodbye and accompanied him to the next stop. And we will leave off at that point. And this is from a question and answer session. This was on October 28th, 1981 at 16 PS. And this was published in the December 1981 Santpani magazine as The Thirst of My Soul. And this is a rather lengthy response to the first question here, and we'll see how far we get. So a disciple asks, I would like to ask this on behalf of all of us. We're all very concerned about your eyes. You look beautiful with glasses or without glasses, but nevertheless, we are sad that we can't have the vision of your eyes without the intermediary of your glasses. But we wish that your eyes aren't in any pain or anything like that. And Sanchi says, I am very grateful to all the Sanghat for having sympathy for me. As you know, I've had a lot of opportunity to sit at the feet of the Supreme Being, Almighty Master Sawan Singh. In his satsangs, Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that the negative power is a very mighty power, and he doesn't give concessions to the souls. Whatever deeds are done in his domain must be paid off. It doesn't matter to him whether the disciple pays that karma or the master who has taken responsibility for that disciple pays off the karma. His main concern is that all the bad karmas which are done in his kingdom should be paid off. And he doesn't give any concession, not even a little bit. Now, when the disciple has come and taken refuge at the feet of the master, it's up to the master. If he wants, he can make the disciple pay off all the karma, or if he wants, he can take the sufferings on his body, because the karmas must be paid off. This is my personal experience, that the masters do not shower their grace on the disciples if the saints do not take the sufferings on their body, if they do not pay off the karmas of the disciples. No matter if the disciple does a lot of meditation, and no matter if he stays for a long time in this world doing his meditation, still he cannot go back to his real home unless he has the grace of the master. This is because the soul has the burden of so many karmas that without the help of the master, the karmas cannot be paid off. And since the negative power does not make any concessions, the saints, the masters, have to pay off the karmas on the behalf of the disciple. Within, I'm strong, I'm very healthy, and I'm very pleased to serve all of you. And I know that I am able to serve all of you, as I was doing before also. Regarding wearing the glasses, because before I was not habituated to wearing glasses, so I am also having this discomfort because of wearing the glasses. But you should know, and all the satsangis should know, that the grace of the saint cannot be stopped by any glasses. The grace of the saint cannot be stopped by any mountains, by any oceans. Whenever the saint or master has to show his grace on the disciple, the children, no matter in what circumstances he is living, still the grace from him will come. And there is no barrier, there is nothing which can stop the grace of the Master from coming to the disciple. You know that I am not very old. I am maybe 56 or 57. At this age, not many people have to go through several eye operations. And you should know that one of my eyes has had to be operated on twice. You know how much love I have for Baba Bishan Das. I used to have a lot of love for him, and now also my love for him is the same. I had the pain of separation from him, and I wept a lot in that also. But when I came in contact with Master Kripal Singh, and when he left in 1974, the pain of separation which I had at that time, I am also having the same amount now, because he gave me the recognition. He made me realize the importance of having the darshan of the physical body of the Master. When the disciple has the darshan of the physical body of the Master, millions of his sins are finished off. Millions of his karmas are paid off just by having the darshan of his physical body. And when the physical body goes away from his eyes, the disciple has nothing with him. That is why I wept a lot in the separation from my beloved Master Kripal. And now also I have the same amount of pain of separation. I have no interest in living in this world after he left. And for me, this world is empty. And we're going to leave off there, and we'll continue with that answer to that question next time. All right, we're continuing with a satsang talk that Sanchi gave here at Santpani in July of 1990. And this talk was called A Message as Old as Man.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੇ ਛੋਟੇ ਜਿਹੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਫੈਲੇ ਹੋਏ ਖਿਆਲ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਿਲ ਤੇ ਅਗਾਦਰ ਕਰੋ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਆ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣੋ ਉਹੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਰੂਪ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਉਹਦਾ ਸਰੂਪ ਹੈ
ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਬਰੀਫ ਹਿਮ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਆਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਰੀਅਲ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਰੀਅਲ manifestation of the Master.
All right, this is a talk that was given on the next day, and it's given the title, Such a Unique Glory.
ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਸਮੁੰਦਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਲਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਜਸ਼ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ
ਸਹਿਜੋ ਬਾਈ ਹੈਡ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਵਨ ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਟਰਨ ਦ ਹੋਲ ਅਰਥ ਐਜ਼ ਦ ਪੇਪਰ ਐਂਡ ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਆਈ convert all the vegetation which is grown on this earth to make the pen, and even if I dissolve all the mountains into the ocean to make the ink, still using all that material, I cannot write the glory, I cannot sing the praises of my master enough.
Guru Arjan Dev ne apne Guru Dev di mehma karan lagya keha, tu sultan kahan ho miyan ਤੇਰੀ ਕਬਰ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਅਗਰ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਦਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਵੀ ਕਹਿ ਦਈਏ ਫਿਰ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਇਹ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਆਖਰ ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਰਾਜੇ ਨਾਲ ਰਾਜ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਮਾਨ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਜਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਧਰਤੀ ਕੋਈ ਮੁਲਕ ਹੀ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਤੂੰ ਖੰਡਾ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡਾ ਦਾ ਮਾਲਕ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਕੁੱਲ ਮਾਲਕ ਹੈ
ਵਾਇਲ ਸਿੰਗਿੰਗ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ ਆਫ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਦ ਸੁਲਤਾਨ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਦੀ ਐਮਪਰਰ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਐਮਪਰਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਕਾਲ ਐਸ the emperor of the emperors, but still we won't be praising you enough because no empire of this world, no kingdom of this world is going to go with us. And if we are calling you with the name of emperor, we won't be praising you enough because you are the all owner and you are the emperors of the emperor.
Mere paas koi aisa lafz nahi jide na main param pita karpal di mehma bayan kar sakun kyunki usne is gareeb aatma de utte bada painda duniyavi karke bhi jaake naam di barsh kiti. ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਜਨਮਾਂ ਦੀ ਇਸ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਿਆਸ ਸੀ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਕਿ ਆਪਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਪਿਆ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਪਿਆਸ ਨੂੰ ਬੁਝਾਇਆ.
ਆਈ ਡੋਂਟ ਹੈਵ ਦੋਜ਼ ਵਰਡਸ ਥਰੂ ਵਿਚ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਸਿੰਗ ਦ ਗਲੋਰੀ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਈਵਨ ਔਨ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਲੈਵਲ ਹੀ ਟਰੈਵਲਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਫਾਰ ਹੀ ਕੇਮ ਡਾਊਨ ਟੂ ਮਾਈ ਪਲੇਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਕੁਐਂਚਡ ਦ ਥਰਸਟ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਪੂਅਰ ਸੋਲ. ਆਈ ਡੋਂਟ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਫਾਰ ਹਾਊ ਮੈਨੀ ਏਜਸ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਥਰਸਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਕੇਮ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਟੂ ਮਾਈ ਪਲੇਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਮੇਡ ਮੀ ਡਰਿੰਕ ਦ ਨੈਕਟਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਨਾਮ.
ਆਰਤੀ ਪਰਮ ਪੁਰਖ ਰਾਧਾ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ 11ਵਾਂ ਸਾਰ ਬਚਨ ਪੰਨਾ 59 ਚਰਣ ਗੁਰ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਤਾਰਹੀ ਚਰਣ ਗੁਰ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਤਾਰਹੀ.
ਕਿਆ ਜਦ ਕਿਸੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਭਜਨ ਕਰਨਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਨਾਉ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਖਾਲੀ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਇਕਾਗਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸੂਰਜ ਚੰਦਰਮਾ ਸਤਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਸਰੂਪ ਤੱਕ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਤੱਕ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ. ਉਦੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਤੋਂ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਬੈਠੇ ਇਹ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਈਏ ਜੀ ਦਿਆ ਕਰੋ ਸਾਡਾ ਕੰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਘਟਦਾ, ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਨਹੀਂ ਘਟਦਾ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਤੋਂ ਦਵਾਈ ਲਿਆਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਡਾਕਟਰ ਨੇ ਪਰਹੇਜ਼ ਵੀ ਦੱਸੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਖਾਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰੇਰਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਲਿਆ ਕੇ ਆਲੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੱਖ ਦੇਵੇ ਉਹ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਕਸੂਰ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ. ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੀ ਅਪਾਰ ਦਿਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਹ ਅਮੋਲਕ ਨਾਮ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਿ ਮੁੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਗਾ, ਅਸੀਂ ਹਕੂਮਤ ਨਾਲ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ, ਸਿਰਫ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦਿਆ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ. ਸਕੂਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਣਾ ਬੱਚੇ ਦਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਫਰਜ਼ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅੱਗੇ ਅਧਿਆਪਕ ਨੇ ਟੀਚਰ ਨੇ ਪੜਾਉਣਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਫਰਜ਼ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਅ ਲਵਿੰਗ ਸੋਲ ਗੈਟਸ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਇਨਟੂ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਨਾਮ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਸਟਾਰਟਸ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਨਾਮ, ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਡਸ ਦ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਕਮਸ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਆਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਆਫਟਰ ਵਿਦਡਰਾਇੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਲ ਦੀ ਆਊਟਰ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਵੈਕੇਟਸ ਦ 9 ਓਪਨਿੰਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਓਪਨਸ ਦ 10th ਡੋਰ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਕਮਸ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਆਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਆਫਟਰ ਕ੍ਰੋਸਿੰਗ ਦ ਸਟਾਰਸ ਮੂਨ ਸਨ. When he reaches the radiant form of the master, then the holy feet, holy radiant feet of the master gets manifested there. And once he has manifested the form of the master within him, that form of the master never leaves him. But before getting to the eye center and before reaching the holy feet of the master within, if just by sitting outside, we go on praying to the master that master shower grace upon us or remove this pain or remove that pain and take us inside, if we just go on making the prayers and if we do not make any effort of vacating the 9 openings and coming to the eye center, what can the master do for us? As we are praying at the same time, it is our responsibility to make the efforts also, because it is the job of a student to go to the school and then it is the job of the master, job of the teacher to teach him, because master has showered so much grace upon us, he has given us this priceless naam, he has taught us that how we have to rise above the 9 openings of the body and come to the eye center, he is waiting for us to shower grace upon us there.
Sanu pata hi hai saryan nu ke teacher de apne farz hunde hai aur bacche de apne farz hunde hai. Agar bachcha school vich na jaye ki oh ummeed rakh sakda hai pass hon di? Nahi, kade vi nahi. Agar oh teacher de vich nuks kadde, teacher da ki nuks hai? Bacche da farz hai bajaye nuks kadan de school vich jave teacher agge maujood hunda hai, ਉਹ ਪੜਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਬੱਚਾ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਪਾਸ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਇਫ ਯੂ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਲੀਵ ਇਟ ਔਨ ਦ ਸ਼ੈਲਫ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਫਾਈਂਡਿੰਗ ਫਾਲਟਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ, ਵਟ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਡਨ? ਐਜ਼ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਗੋਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਬਰੋਟ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ, ਐਟ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਟਾਈਮ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਟੇਕ ਦੈਟ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ ਐਂਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਐਬਸਟੇਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਸਰਟਨ ਥਿੰਗਸ. ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਇਫ ਦ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਟੀਚਰ, ਇਫ ਹੀ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਕੂਲ ਐਂਡ ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਆਫ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਕੂਲ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਐਕਸਪੈਕਟਸ ਦ ਟੀਚਰ to pass him or to make him successful in the examination, how is that possible? As the student, it is the responsibility of the student and as well as of that of the teacher. The responsibility of the teacher student is to go to the school and do the things according to the teacher, and it is the job of the teacher to teach that student.
ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਟੀਚਰ ਵੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਤਵੱਜੋ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸੇਵਕ ਸਿੱਖ ਭਜਨ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਆਲਾ ਦਰਜੇ ਦਾ ਜਿਹਦਾ ਕ੍ਰੈਡਿਟ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਵੀ ਉਧਰ ਪੂਰੀ ਤਵੱਜੋ ਦੇ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ
ਦ ਟੀਚਰ ਪੇਸ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ ਹੂ ਵਰਕਸ ਹਾਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਪੁਟਸ ਆਲ ਹਿਸ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਹੂ ਹੈਸ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਅ ਗੁੱਡ ਕੈਰੇਕਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੂ ਵਰਕਸ ਹਾਰਡ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਲਸੋ puts all his attention to that disciple.
Sada school keda hai nau dwara te upar hai nau dware khali karne simran de jiriye phaile khayal nu ikattha karna dona akhan de darmiyan teesre til te pahunchna eh sada school hai
which is our school. It is above the nine openings of the body. It is our job to vacate the nine openings, withdraw from the nine openings and come to the eye center. We have to rise above the thoughts, we have to give up the thoughts. This is our school.
Jaise kithe pahunchda hai dona akhan de darmiyan guru sikh de pahunchan to pehla utthe maujood hovega oh ki kehnda hai tu kante di awaaz nu pakad upar chal.
When the disciple reaches behind the two eyes, the master is present there even before the disciple reaches there. And what does the master do? Master tells him that you listen to the sound of the bell, you catch hold of the sound and come above.
And we will close with Guru Arjan's bhajan, Tu Mera Pita, Tu Hai Mera Mata. This is page 172. You are my father, you are my mother, you are my kinsman, you are my brother. You are my protector at every place. Then why should I have any fear? By your grace, I have realized you. You are my support. You are my honor. There is no other except you. All this universe is your playground. You have created all men and other beings, and according to your will, you have kept them at their places. All that happens is done by you, and we do nothing. By meditating on Nam, I have received supreme happiness. My mind has become calm through singing the praises of God. All hail to the perfect master, by whose grace Nanak has won this battle. You are my father, you are my mother, you are my kinsman, you are my brother. Tu Mera Pita, Tu Hai Mera Mata, page 172.
Tu Mera Pita, Tu hai mera mata, Tu mera pandapa, Tu mera brata, Tu mera pita, Tu hai mera mata, Tu mera pandapa, Tu mera brata. Tu mera raga sabne hitai, Tu mera raga sabne hitai, Kabo ke hakara jiyo, Kabo ke hakara jiyo. Tu mera pita, tu hai mera mata, tu mera pandapa, tu mera brata. Tumhari kirpa te tuda pachana, tumhari kirpa te tuda pachana, tu meri ota, tu hai mera mana, tu meri ota, tu hai mera mana. mera bandhap, tu mera bhrata. Tud bina dooja avra na koi, tud bina dooja avra na koi. Sab tera kela akara ji, sab tera kela akara ji yo. Tu mera pita, tu hai mera mata, tu mera bandhapa, tu mera brata. Jiya janta sabha tuda upaye, jiya janta sabha tuda upaye. Jit jit bana tit tit laye, jit jit bana tit tit laye. Mera pita, tu hai mera mata, tu mera papa, tu mera pata. Sab kicha kita tera hove, sab kicha kita tera hove. Nahi kicha asara ji, nahi kicha asara ji o. Tu mera pita, tu hai mera mata, tu mera bandhapa, tu mera brata. Namadiyaye mahasukh paya, namadiyaye mahasukh paya. Har gun gaaye mera man sitalaya, har gun gaaye mera man sitalaya. Tu mera pita, tu hai mera mata, tu mera bandhapa, tu mera brata. Guru Pureva Jiva Dai, Guru Pureva Jiva Dai, Nanak Jita Bekara Ji, Nanak Jita Bekara Ji. Tu mera pita, tu hai mera mata, tu mera bandhapa, tu mera brata.
All hail to the perfect master by whose grace Nanak has won this battle. You are my father, you are my mother, you are my kinsman, you are my brother. And may God bless us all.